again, great balance in our scoring. Four in doubles and two with nine. I thought our defensive effort was just basically we did a tremendous defensive job on Robbins. He's one of the premier players in the country. I never would have dreamed we would, she'd only get eight. She got battle foul trouble in the first half, but I thought we had a great run in the first half. We're up 18, and then we go 5 minutes without scoring. Got really stagnant, missed a couple layups, and let them back in the game to be at nine. And then I was really happy the way we came out and really established ourselves pretty early in the second half. And a lot of that was our transition. And finally, we got a plus on points off turnovers, which just hasn't happened to us for a while. I thought Samantha had a tremendous game on both ends. She starts out at the small forward, plays the most of the rest of the game at the post. She matched up on Robbins a lot in the second half. Had just a solid offensive game. You score 15 points on six field goal attempts. That's tremendous. Lauren, 14 and 13, I can say. I like the way we're finally starting to shoot the three better, which is a real weakness. And we really spent a lot of time for practice doing that. But it's nice to see that paying off. And we know we have to win these home games. We've got two tough ones coming up next week. But, we've taken care of business so far a lot. To have a weekend like we had where we score 80 and 83 with the great balance scoring, this is kind of like how we started playing a little bit last year. We had 16 assists Thursday and 18 today. So that means we're really sharing the basketball. It's really nice. Crystal's really, really playing well. We just none of us have had an Achilles injury, and what that does to you physically as well as mentally. And I really see her starting to really play consistently on both ends of the floor, really. I'm very proud of Tara Watts. Just solid minutes. And she's that's the key to get some production off the bench. And she's had two really good games this week. So,
Coach, talk about Samantha's played the last two games. Her contribution was bowed out. Is it because of her athleticism to play both those positions and fall in the post?
She's unique to be able to do that, and that we experimented. We wanted to do that when we came in last year to look at it. We looked at her and Tiffany, and we realized Tiffany probably wasn't going to be able to make that transition to the small forward. But we thought Samantha could. And her early minutes a year ago were mainly in the post. And then we had all those injuries on the perimeter, and we were forced to, play her more minutes there. And that's her comfort zone. She hasn't played in the post hardly any for a year and a half. And now we get the other injuries, and now she's got to do both. And it took her a couple of games to get back into the post mode as it would anybody. Defensively today, she just, she's guarding perimeter kids, she's blocking three, she's guarding maybe the best offensive player in her league, Robbins. And yet she's scoring for us. Her confidence level, I give her a lot of credit. Kid goes 0 for 8 two games ago from the free throw line, and goes 5 for 8 against SMU and 6 for 6 today. She's just such a catalyst for us. And she really was instrumental in us coming out early in that second half, running the floor. She got back-to-back layups and transition. And that our whole team fed off of that. So proud of her.
Are you starting to see a mentality change in your team over the last couple of games?
Well, I hope so. We've had three pretty solid games here. And you look at what Houston did. Houston, goes over and beats both these teams pretty handily as well. So that makes our win here look that much better. And we know we've got two tough ones coming in. They're in first place. Our league's so messed up. We've got five we talked for first. We can sit there and say we're one game from out of first place. However, there's five teams ahead of us. I mean, college.
The conference has been disbalanced in a while. Do you attribute the injuries that caught up with some injuries?
We've been the one that's been injured. Houston had the big kid. They had one. We've had who knows how many we've had. But the prior to today, and I don't know what all the numbers were, but you've got like the other side has two teams that are really struggling. UCF and Memphis. They're 1-12, with their only win being against each other. So the four teams on the other side are getting two wins almost guaranteed. And that's huge because the rest of us are beating everybody up over here. And I was fearful of that happening last year.
You mentioned that.
But it's really, I think, personified this year because three of the five teams that are tied for first are on the other side. And they, and then they're getting a bonus win is what they're getting right now on paper. That we aren't on the side we're on. And that's why it's so important for teams on this side to protect home court, because if we lose a home game against our side, that really is really going to hurt us down the road when it comes down to the end of the season and you're looking at who finished where and what the seedings are. So our only loss this year at home is Marquette, and they were in the middle of a 14-15 game winning streak, and they've proven that they were really solid. When you look back on what they've done. So hopefully we're I like where we've been the last week and a half. We're kind of in a rhythm now. And the good thing is, because we can't practice very hard and we can't practice very long, but we're not seeing a big drop-off in our conditioning and in our performance. And I thought, our turnovers are going down. And we got pressed both games, and these are two of our lowest turnover games all year. So we're starting to see people and get better court recognition. Those things can only help us.
Is your defense having? Can you talk about the effect your defense is having on your offense?
Well, I think that's key for us. We knew we had to get better defensively because in our losses we were just getting killed on the glass. We weren't playing with the intensity, and we give, again, 19 offensive rebounds to 6. But we shoot, oh my gosh, shoot 76% second half.
Whew.
Whoa. No wonder we didn't get many offensive boards. But the two things that we have talked about going into this homestand was we had to get our defensive intensity back up, and we had to get on the glass. We've done that for the most part. How many times can you get out rebounded 9 and win by 18? That doesn't happen a lot in the big picture, but when you shoot 76%, that helps. And let's see, we get to the line 32 times, SMU in 30 tonight. So that shows we're being aggressive, we're attacking the basket. I like what we're doing right now. We're starting to execute our offense a lot better when teams, and we saw both man and zone. And we struggled with that earlier when teams changed on us. We would struggle. And now we're just, that doesn't matter. It's not bothering us like it did earlier in the year. So appreciate you guys being here.